be some effect out in the congregation.
Absolutely, got to be. See how Gav get close to his life? When you get my age, you look like an old, decrepit, broke-up, worn-out preacher.
Why, you got 30 more years to go.
Well, I'll spend on 50 more.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Turned it on to them kids, you know, boy.
Oh, you got
she bears killed 42 of little kids. Well, what, you ready to take this now? All right, we get a little bit quiet. You get started, and you tell me when. Watch it. You got time?
I don't know how he got this time. Look here, see, we haven't played.
I got one here the other night. Somebody sent me from Switzerland, and it's got what time the moon rises and sets, what day of the month it is, what hour of the day, what minute, what second, and the day of the month, and the day of the week.
You got a speed?
All of it?
All in there.
Speed run out?
No, you don't have it. Moon here, see the blue part? The moon here, see, what day of the week is there?
Well, you see that's always 4 o'clock, right, so that's not no trouble. It's Tuesday.
What's that kid with them eyes? You know, they can get it. And Tuesday, the 26th, and the moon's at half, and it rises at... Well, I can't see that. That's too...
Well, you sure about pick up that good that far away? We never take that far away.
Yeah, we'll raise over here one other space length. Well, Doctor, you get ready.
I'm going to move that music chair. I'm not moving it. I'll just let y'all... Tell them when you get ready, brother.
They say when you get out, you have to let your hair down, and I ain't got no hair to lay down, so I just have to... You know, I told you about what my wife said about that. You know, I told her. She said, Billy, you're getting bald-headed here. Not long ago, I said, ain't lost one of them.
They're all colored.
Sure, your Bible said he was.
That's right.
I said, I'll tell you something. She said, well, where are they at? I said, you answer me and I'll answer you. Where were they before I got them? They had to be something. And there wasn't, then there was, and there was not.
Right.
So everywhere there was before there was not, they're there again.
Right.
Here, I'll tell you what I thought. I never thought of that. I held a bullet in my hand, loading bullet. One time, me and Eddie Colvin and I and a bunch of us, and it was on a Swift. Well, you can handle that to 5,000 feet per second. Well, that's traveling. 200 yards, you can shoot before the gun kicks. You see the feather fly of the hawk. See, it's a shoot at. See, and you can hear the bullet hit before you hear the bullet hit before the gun ever go. Before you ever hear the crack of the gun, hear the bullet hit. You stand out there. But you put just 2 grains more powder in that, and the groundhog or hawk is sitting there look around. And you shoot. And you look around and see where it went off at. That bullet turns the gases before it gets there. See? It's a fact. It disintegrates, you see. It turns to gas. Nothing falls, no ashes, nothing. It just goes back to gases. Well, that's what it is. Well, now, that's the same thing with us. Now, here's a bullet laying in your hand right now, a hard piece of metal which is made out of copper, and it's tempered or coated, and it's got a lead middle in it to hold it level and pull a trigger on that gun and it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's the way these things are. See? We were and we were not. But yet wherever we was, we turned back to what we was before we were.
You know, they say that man has invented this and science has done this and they've not done anything.
Done
all they've done is changed the state.
Sure. Changed the state. That's the only thing in the world they've done. They have perverted.
That's right. It's true original condition.
Yes, sir. It's all true original condition. Okay. Are you about ready now to start or going? All right, sir.
Well,
thank you. Pick that up, that bird.
Well, I don't mind the bird. That's all right.
We've done this thing for all time. It should be.
I mean that little bird out there on the brook.
That doesn't matter, Brother Wood. I remember I heard. She wants you to pray over this handkerchief, and we'll pin it to her.
That's good.
And that power will stay with her. Whenever her back gets weak, why, she'll just...
She'll remember that.
That's right.
All right, sir. That's fine.
And this is for my sister. I'd like to ask you this. My sister is not a Christian. My mother's not a Christian. No one is in the family is a Christian but myself. Now, this girl is 47 years of age, and she's just dying with cancer. She's all eaten up, and they've inserted, I don't know whether a tube, but I know she's draining now through her navel. Her bowels are all gone and everything. She's not a Christian. Is it that God will heal sinners?
Yes.
He will heal sinners. Well, that's good news to me, because then I can take this to her and bring her again the word like I've done so many times in the past 7 years, and they've just rejected. But I just have to keep going back.
Brother Stricker, see, healing is not based upon the merits of our salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Healing is based upon the merits of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, many times I've seen prostitutes come in the line and get healed, or saints have walked across the platform and failed to receive.
Mm-hmm.
It's based upon your merits of your faith, if thou canst believe. See, now that's what makes it all these people that go out and say, oh, bless God, so many was healed in my meeting more than the others. The man had nothing to do with it. It's the faith of the people. Now, I've been taking the people, like in my meeting, on that discernment thing, and finding it, and then expecting the congregation to all at once light up the faith of God and all be healed. It just doesn't work that way. But they don't believe it. They will in Africa and so forth. You heard Brother Tom say that 25,000 was healed at one time. See, just for one thing happening. Not much more than what that was down there Sunday. 25,000 got healed and 30,000 gave their lives to Christ. And that wasn't a bit overestimated.
No.
So it was a... If anything, it's way under, to my opinion. Of course, I just didn't say nothing and but about it. But, brother, you see, now, the Christ does the healing, and it's up on the merits of the people. Now, the reason Brother Roberts and them has more actual healing, if I'm going to pray for 15 to 20 people, seldom over 50 in a night at all, seldom ever get that. Not over a dozen times in my ministry, as I can remember, through that line of discernment. I pray for, say, usually about 10 to 15 under that discernment. That's about as much as I can stand. And then, out of there, I maybe can pick one or two that had faith. Well, Lord Roberts will pray for 1,500. How much more can he pick out of 1,500 and I count out of 15?
Uh-huh.
See, there's the average. So it'll make any difference what it is. It's the people's faith. It isn't Brother Oral. It isn't I. It's the people that has faith in God. That's what it is.
Yeah, but look how many people out in the audience so that has faith. And then
yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. See, that's where you never notice it in my meetings, right? Natural, but it's just thousands you meet, you know, that say, mm-hmm. I was sitting right in the audience, brother. A tumor left me. Cancer. I've never been bothered with it before. My eyes come open like that in meetings, you see. But I never, they never say nothing about it. You don't have a chance because they take me to the meeting. There, they're gone. See, that's going out rejoicing. But it don't make any difference where anyone here knows it or not. It's the Father in them knows it. See, that's the main thing. That's the accountable part. But we pray for your sister and for her soul too, brother.
Lord, amen. Yes.
Our blessed Lord, we are assembled here together in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We are here because we have things in common. For where there is people who drink, they meet together because they have drinks and things in common. Those mimics, they meet together because they have things in common. Gangsters and things, they meet together because they have things in common. Lodges meet because they have things in common. Christians meet because they have things in common. And that is Christ we have tonight, our blessed Redeemer. And then we're all concerned just now for Brother Stricker's request. Got a lovely, beautiful little wife and mother there. And she's a real devout Christian, we believe with all of her heart. Her back bothers her, a little young woman here and many children. And I'm taking this handkerchief tonight and sending it in Jesus Christ's name. God, you who made that blind man to see Sunday morning, that cripple to rise from that wheelchair and walk down through their word, doctor after doctor and males and them had turned him down. Grant, Lord, this would be a token to that little woman, your little sainted handmaid, that her back, if the devil would attack her, may she look to this handkerchief and say, a group of people prayed for me to be healed, and this is a symbol of their prayer. May it leave her. May she be healed in Jesus' name. And his sister, Lord, she's dying. Cancer's eat her up. And the cancer of sin has also. God, that's his sister. He surely loves her. 7 years he's toiled for her soul. I pray, God, that as soon as this handkerchief touches her, may a conviction strike. I pray, God, that as soon as this handkerchief touches her, may a conviction strike her, that she'll turn and say, then, brother, I want to serve the Lord from here on. Granted, Lord. That's the main thing. Then, Father, I pray that your great healing power will turn to your newborn child, heal her, and give her a chance to live and to serve thee. This is sent the Christian faith with the faith of him that said, ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it. Now don't let our faith fail, Lord. May we be praying in the will of God and for the glory of God. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
May God go with you very much.
May God go with you.
Thank you.
Well, good fellowship and a good unity. I better say at your eight, maybe I better get up there and get some. My sick calls me.
I was going to ask you a question.
Don't you go right ahead. That's what I'm here for.
I believe myself. I truly believe. But I still can't see praying on the offices being the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
The Trinity is what bothers you?
I just can't see real praying into it. Seems like I know with him myself, but yet it hasn't.
Yes. Well, now that's a good question.
You know, you touched on it.
Yeah. Now, the first thing, let's start back and take. Well, now let's see. I'll approach it first. If you'd have to, let's start out on baptism, on using the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, see which would be good. Now, Matthew 28:19 reads like this. or you know it, I guess, read it many times. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. See? Now, if you notice, it's in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Not in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Well, let's say it would be in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. If it was a triune name there, see? Well, now, Father is not a name. And neither is Son a name. And neither is Holy Ghost a name. If there's any question, mention it. They just mention it there so we can get it clear. Now, neither Father is a name, Son's a name, nor Holy Ghost is a name. Now, if he said baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, singular, one name. And Father's no name, and Son's no name, and Holy Ghost is no name, then what did he mean? Now, let's keep on reading. 10 days later, Peter was the key to the kingdom. He said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:38. And now not one person in anywhere in the Bible is ever baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Never in the Scripture. Nowhere. Nowhere in history until 300 and something when the Catholic Church was organized. And the Catholic Church made a triune baptism. It is not a Protestant baptism. It's not a Bible baptism. And no one in the Bible is ever baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Then, if Jesus said, go baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and they didn't do what he told them to do, then the whole church is lost, baptized wrong. See? Now, either there's something, if Matthew said in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Peter said in the name of the Lord Jesus, them two men contradicted one another somewhere. And the Trinitarian belief, which I believe in the Trinity, but the Trinity of the office, not the Trinity of God. The Trinity of one true God. Now, if you were reading a story, and you read the last of it, I suppose you and your wife, and who hasn't read some sort of a story, and we read the last of it, and says, John and Mary lived happy ever after. Well, now, that's the last of it. Now, who is John and Mary? Now, if Jesus said Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that's the last chapter of Matthew. And if he said, baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and Father's no name, and Son's no name, and Holy Ghost is no name, then we better find out what he meant when he said Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Then let's go back, if we don't know who John and Mary is, let's go back to the first the chapter and said, once upon a time there was a man by the name of John, and he was the so-and-so's son, and she was the daughter of so-and-so. Then we find out who John and Mary that lived happy ever after. That's the first of the book. You have to go to the first of the book. If the last of the book said baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Father's no name, and Son's no name, and Holy Ghost's no name, we have to go back first to the book, find out who the Father, Son, Holy Ghost was. Now, it's very simple. I've used it many times. Just watch this now. Now look, this on my left is the Father. This New Testament is the Son, and this is the Holy Ghost. Now this Father is the Father of Jesus Christ. Is that right? God is the Father of Jesus Christ. God the Father is the Father. Now, this is the Son, and this is the Holy Ghost. That's Matthew 28:19. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Now, let's start reading and find out. I want to cross question you here just a minute. Who is this over here? And this is Father, which is the Father of the Lord Jesus. And this is the Father. And this is the Holy Ghost. Sorry. I don't get it mixed up now. Now we're going to start reading in Matthew, the first chapter of St. Matthew, and we're going to begin about the, I believe it's the 18th verse. It begins to talk of the genealogies, the first verse. Abraham, now let's see, we start off with the first verse. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judas, on down and on, till it comes down, each one begotten, until it comes down to the 18th verse. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. I thought God was his father. Well, now, there's something wrong here. If God is his father, and the Bible said the Holy Ghost is his father, then he had two fathers. Is that right? And he said God was his father. We know God was his father. Now, let's read a little farther. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of God the Father.
No.
Did I misread that? Of the Holy Ghost. Not God the Father, but the Holy Ghost. Now, brother, God the Father and God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, is the self-same Spirit, or he had two fathers. Is that right? Now what? It has to be the same Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. See? Now what? Now we're on the, I believe, the 20th verse, aren't we, Sister Wood?
Huh?
What verse would we
21.
Begin? Oh, we're starting now on 21. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a child, or shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done. Now what's his name? The Jesus. His name is Jesus. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Anyone here? Now, then, when Matthew said, go ye therefore and teach all this and baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, as Peter turned around and baptized them in the name of Jesus, did he do right or wrong? He did right. He did just what Matthew told him to. Now, that's the same revelations that the apostles had. And now, then when Peter baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now there was everybody in the Bible then beginning to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And there was one group of people who had been baptized under no name at all by John the Baptist. And Paul, passing through the upper coast of Ephesus, Acts the 19th chapter, he finds certain disciples and he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They say, we know not where there be any Holy Ghost. He said, unto what was you baptized? A better translation, unto how was you baptized? They said, we've been baptized. But how? He said, by John. He said, John baptized unto repentance, not for remission of sins, unto repentance, saying that you should believe on him that's come, that is on the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they heard this, they were baptized over again in the name of Jesus Christ. And Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost come on. Every person in the Bible is baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in St. John, 1 John 5 and 7, we read these words. See? There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, which in the beginning was the Word, was the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Thomas said in St. John 14, Lord, show us the Father, and it'll suffice us. In other words, it'll satisfy us. You keep talking about your Father. show us the Father, and it'll satisfy us. He said, I've been so long with you, Thomas, and you don't know me? He said, when you see me, you see the Father. And why sayest thou, show us the Father? Again it's written, it's not me that doeth the works, it's my Father that dwelleth in me. Again it's written in the Scripture that in him was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. 1 Timothy 3:16 said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in flesh, seen of angels, preached on, believed, received up into glory. You see, that God himself was seen. And the Bible says that we are saved through the blood of God. If he was a, he never had one human bit of blood, neither Jew nor Gentile. If it had been, they said, oh, we're saved by Jewish blood. They're wrong. We're saved by Emmanuel's blood. And he had, the blood cell comes from the male, not the female. The female produces the egg, the pollen. But the blood cell comes from the male. A hen can lay an egg, but if she hasn't been with the male, it won't hatch because it's not fertile. And the blood cell of the baby comes absolutely from the father. It's born in the mother's blood, but not one bit of the mother's blood is in the baby. It's got a bumper around it of water in the mother's blood, which are ever so often the blood lays up, accumulates, and it's just as in the mother's blood, but not one bit of the mother's blood is in the baby. But the father's blood is in the baby because it comes from the blood cell. The blood cell's in the male sex. And that's the reason the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. And she conceived and brought forth the Son and the created blood cell, neither Jew nor Gentile, but God's own blood. See, without sexual desire, to redeem us who is born by sexual desire. See? And that's the way we're saved. See, through Emmanuel. And he was. Now, the first commandment said that, thou shalt not have any other God before thee. It's the first. Didn't Jesus say it? Hear ye, O Israel, I'm the Lord your God, one God. No three gods. If there's three gods, we're just as heathen as the rest of the heathen. See? Which one of them, like the Jew said, that's the reason the Jew could never receive Christ. The light's never been brought to him. See? The Jew, when I was interviewed there when John Ryan was healed from blindness, he said, Mr. Ram, you can never chop God in three pieces and give him to a Jew. I said, that's just where you got your stumbling block. God's not in three pieces. He's one God. And he said, I know where this place was. See, he said, well, which is your God, the Father, Son, or Holy Ghost? I said, there's no three gods there to begin with. He's only one. I said, that is Jehovah made flesh. He's one God. He tabernacled. David, Solomon built him a house. But how be it the Most High dwell not? And houses made with hands, but a body hast thou made me, see. And God was tabernacled on earth. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In him dwelt Jehovah. He was the manifestation of God. God being a spirit, it became flesh. If God was another man and forced his son, or his son came on his own will, he couldn't be just. If God pronounced the, for instance, what if I had a jurisdiction over you in this room here as God had over the human race? And I said, the first one looks in that room will die. And my good friend, Brother Collins, there looked in the room, oh my. Then I'm just, I got to keep my word. I got to keep it. Well, if I say, Sister Collins, you die in his place, that ain't justice. If I say, young man, you die in his place, you're not a preacher, you die in his place, that ain't justice. If I say, I'll call my boy Billy Paul down here and let him take Brother Collins' place, that's not justice. There's only one thing I can justify. That's I'll have to take his place. And God became man. See? To take the stinger out of death. See? And God and man united in one. When the dove and the lamb became one and united together, heavens and earth embraced each other, and God and man. What's that spirit coming from heaven? I look, here not long ago into the debate on the Godhead. As extreme, the real good solid teachers don't believe in three gods. It'd be heathen, see. It's one God. A trinity of offices of the same God, see. And then, but it has to be one God. And this very strict Trinitarian, he said, "Now, Brother Branham, you wiggle like a worm in a linen from one scripture to another." I said, "Wiggle? Why wasn't you give up the scripture? You left your own point because you couldn't go any farther." See? And I said, "I offered to walk off this platform if you'd show me where anybody's ever baptized in the name of any three gods. Or where the Bible declares there's three gods. You can't do it. There's one God. It can't contradict itself. The Bible contradicts itself, then it's no good." But then he said, "Well, I'm taking you now to Matthew, the 3rd chapter." He said, "I'd like to see you wiggle from this one." He said, "When Jesus is baptized, he went straightway out of the water." That's right away, Brother Branham. That's right. Straightway means right away. "Went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him." See? "And he saw the Spirit of God descending." And the voice of God descending, and like a dove, and it lit upon Jesus and abode in him. And a voice said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." Or the right translation is, "Who I'm well pleased to dwell in." And I said, "Brother, do you mean to tell me that you see three gods there?" He said, "Certainly. God the Father up in heaven. God the Holy Ghost like a dove. God the Son standing on the bank." Three strict, absolutely manifestations of three personal gods. I said, "Brother, your argument is thinner than the broth made out of a shadow of chicken and starved to death." I said, "Why, there's not, you just misread the scripture there." I said, "I want to show you just how you read that like that, and you read over the top of it. Now, Mrs. Wood, you get the scripture. And you see it right there, if there's any three gods. And you take it yourself, you're in Matthew 3. If you want to, and to find out if it says anything about three gods." Now look. Now the first thing we have to know, that Jesus was on earth, the manifestations come from heaven. Heaven is the atmosphere is above you. First, second, third, wherever it might be, it's heaven. It means up above you. The heaven. I'm going to take the last, let me see here, I'll take the 18th verse. I don't know, I mean the
14th.
What's that? Let's do the 14th verse here.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
"But John forbade them, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest out of me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Now, can you see there how thin that is, your argument on that? Look, he sees God the Father in heaven, God the Holy Ghost in between like a dove. And now look, I'm going to take that light there and make that the dove, the Holy Ghost. I'm going to make the ceiling God the Father, and I'm going to make this paper here God the Son. Well, I'll make this here. Let the light be God the Father, and this God the Holy Ghost, the dove, and the paper, God the Son. Now, look, if you read it real fast, it sounds like it says that. Now, read it slow, see? "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heaven was opened unto him." That's John. John was the only one that saw it. He bare record of it. Over in St. John, you find it. See, and John said, "I knew him not, but he that said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on, he's the one that will baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire, as a Messiah sign."
Fine.
See? It's like, come upon him. Now, here they stand. Now look, it looks like these three manifestations. But I'll read it close. "And John bare record, saying he saw the Spirit of God like a dove."
Oh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
See? The Spirit of God was the dove.
Yeah.
Not the third person. And this dove was coming from heaven, a voice saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am pleased to dwell in." And God and Christ become one. See?
Yeah.
God was in Christ reconciled. Not the third person up yonder. They try to make God the Father sitting up in the heavens, and God the Holy Ghost being the dove. But John said that the Holy Ghost dove was God.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the Spirit of God like a dove.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the Spirit of God like a dove. Wasn't three people. The Bible can't contradict itself. Can't say one thing one place and nothing another. It's wrote and it's mixed up so the wise and prudent will not understand it. That's true. But it's not. It don't contradict itself.
Well, like when Jesus prayed to, when he's on the cross, and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what to do." And then he said, "Let not this cup pass from, let that cup pass from." Then another place he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit."
Perfect.
Now bring it out, man.
All right. Now in Gethsemane, see, in Gethsemane. Now I could answer this right quick and snap it off. See, not explain it. A woman asked me that one time, and here's one thing she asked me. She said, "Brother Branham, sure, God the Father and God the Son is one." Said, "Like you and your wife are one too. The Bible said you and your wife one." I said, "Do you see me?" Said, "Yes." I said, "You see my wife?" Said, "No." I said, "Then they're not the same kind of one." He said, "When you see me, you've seen the Father." They're different kind of one. So that hurt all. Now he said, "Well, who was Jesus praying to in Gethsemane?" I said, "Who was he praying over in Luke when he said, when the Son of Man, which now is in heaven, shall descend to the earth?" And here he was standing on earth. Who is he talking about? The Son of Man, which was then in heaven. What Son of Man was he talking to? See, look, Jesus, being a man, he was the triune man, triune God, the triune person of God. Now the Spirit that was in the body, Jesus, was God because God is His Spirit. God has no form. The Bible said that God is without form. But He was manifested in form. And we were created in the beginning without form. We were spirit. Spirit has no form. And God was made man so that He could dwell and live among man. That He could be tangible with senses. And like, here, when I pray, I have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost within me. But the Holy Ghost and I become one. As the Holy Ghost anoints me, then I speak the words of the Holy Ghost. See, Jesus, that's the reason the disciples couldn't understand Him. He'd say one thing, look like one time, and something another. They said, "Lo, now thou speakest plainly." He said, "Now do you believe?" You see, he said, one thing he's speaking of Himself, next thing it was God speaking it was in Him. See? God was tabernacled in the flesh.
Yeah.
See? Now, when He was praying in Gethsemane, He was speaking to God, the Father, the Creator who made Him. Get the idea? The Creator who made Him.
Mm.
Now look, we have the Spirit in potions. He had it, we have it, the Bible says, by measure.
Mm-hmm.
He had it without measure. The fullness of God dwelt in Him. And we just have a portion of God in us. We have it measured out to us in potions. But the entire fullness of the Godhead bodily rested in Him. He and God was one.
Mm-hmm.
See? And therefore, in Garden of Gethsemane, when the flesh that was to be crucified, that had to take the stinger of death in it, see? He screamed, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Sure, he prayed to the Spirit that was within him. Look at him there, and it was an example. Look when he come down to the grave of Lazarus, when he said, God already showed him what was going to happen, and he recognized, he said, "I just said it for those who stood by." See,
yeah.
God was in him, and God was what governed his body.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jesus was the man. Now here I am. I'm sitting here now. I'm William Branham now. But let the Holy Spirit come down and show me something to do, and I'll walk in there in the name of the Lord,
uh-huh.
Brother. That's not the hunter. That's the servant of the Lord, then, you see.
Yeah.
Let Banks Wood sit there. Let you, let Brother Collins, and these men here they are. Let them walk here to the door. Jesus Christ, meet them there with the Holy Ghost and say, "Go tell so-and-so, thus saith the Lord." Ooh, brother. All that God is behind that.
Amen.
If I was sent to Germany as an ambassador of the United States, every speck of power that lays in the United States, I speak, that's everything in the United States backs me up.
It's also giving you authority.
I have the authority. I represent the United States bodily.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm the one voice of the United States on that term. All right.
Brother Baxter brings out a good about the police and the badge, you know.
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh. That's good. See? Now, he's a policeman. He's just a man. But stick that badge on him, he's the law.
Yeah.
See? See? Now, Jesus in a body was a man. But his blood was holy and unadulterated. God couldn't dwell in a body of sexual desire like that in fullness. He could anoint Elijah. He could anoint David. He could anoint Joseph. But he fully dwelled in Jesus. So the Spirit of God was on him. And when he spoke, he done what the Father said. I do nothing till the Father shows me. And the Father shows me everything that he does.
Now, Brother Brown, he says, I do nothing except the Father show me.
That's right.
To show him means you got to see it.
Got to see it.
So he had visions then.
Oh, sure.
Just like you.
Yeah. But see, the Father will say, well, now the God of heaven gave me a gift. That's the vision. What if my mother, there's my old aunt laying over yonder dying. There is your sister dying. Well, I might kneel down here on the floor and pray from now till 5 days from now. He never showed me a thing about it. See? I just have the Spirit by potion, by measure. And that's very little. See? But if you took a spoonful of water out of the ocean, that's a very little bitty thing. Very little bitty thing. That's about like the Spirit that's in me that was on him. But remember, the same chemicals that's in the whole ocean's in that. And that's a part of the ocean. Get the idea? Now, but you see,
now,
here I'm saying...
Forgive him for the knowledge to do, bring it out so they don't...
What's that?
That Father forgive him for the knowledge of what to do when he prays, you know, for people to be forgiven.
Yes.
Explain that so that'll be on stage.
Father forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, truly, to them was... Look at the place he was in. He was their father. They were his children. And his own children was rallying for his children, for their daddy's blood. What if your own children were standing there? Now to speak one word would destroy them. Or to let them screaming for your blood. They want to kill you. Your own children. What can you do? There's nothing you can do but submit yourself to save your children. Is that right? And that's what he said. To God, the Spirit, Father, which dwell in him, forgive them, for they were blinded. The Jews are blinded to the gospel truth, just like the whole Syrian army was when Elisha stepped out there at Dothan, you see. And he said, he smote them blind. Not physically blind, but spiritually blind. He said, are you seeking for Elijah? I said, come here, I'll show you where he's at. Took him right into ambush of the Israelite army, see? And they were blind to him. And the prophet said, they have eyes, but they can't see. Ears, but they can't hear. And Israel were blinded for a season. And they were blind to the idea that was their very Messiah. Now look, brother, let me get it like this so you'll understand, see? And you get... Now, these gifts, like we have now, like I say, this gift here. Now, I can't make that gift do a thing. And God just shows me just once in a while something he's going to do. But he showed Jesus all things he's going to do because he completely dwelt fully in him. Mm-hmm. I'm just a sinner saved by grace, see. Just an ordinary man born sexual desire, raised in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies, see. No good worthy of hell and going on, see. But God, by his foreknowledge and grace, taking me out of that chaos, and by his blood he cleansed me and give me a gift. Now, when he wants anything done, he just speaks and says, you go do that. And I say, oh, Lord, what about this? That's none of your business. Follow thou me. See?
Amen.
But to Jesus, he showed him everything he done. Because the whole Godhead bodily dwelt in there. You get it?
Yeah.
Now that's where the Godhead bodily dwelt in. That's the reason he prayed to Father, sure. Now, if you watch, in the beginning was God alone, great Jehovah God. He had no form. He was a great fountain. Let's call him a rainbow. So that you see, you can't go any farther back than that because there's just no way to get to it. Your mind couldn't fathom it. Mine couldn't. How God ever got here. See, we don't know. But then, in the beginning was the Word. That's in the beginning of the creation of the world was the Word. And that was this great intelligence, this great fountain. There's a spirit in the world today. There's the spirit of lust love, filthy love, dirty love, pretty good love, fairly good love, sexual love, and all kinds of love like that. That's perversion coming off from this one great stream of unadulterated love. That's God. There is trueness. There's women that's true to their husbands. There's husbands true to the wife. There's hypocritical trueness. You see, one will say, I will be and won't be. See, I just degrades on down to just filth, you see. Then it just keeps coming on up a little better, a little better, a little better. As it walks on up, on up. And it gets to the spot where absolutely unadulterated truth. That's that fountain of God. See? Honesty and all those great things and great qualities, all pure and without one spot of anything, that was a great fountain of God in the beginning. See? All right. Now, out of that great fountain came what we call, what is Bible term, Logos. And the Logos was a theostomy. And that was a man that was the Son of God. That was the body of God in a theostomy. Now a theostomy is a glorified state of a human being that has after we go away, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one wave. Moses saw this and he said it looked like the back part of a man when he passed over it. You see like that? And he was a man. That was the Logos. That's what went from this great fountain of spirit. Now, do you get it?
Yeah.
There was nothing. Here, let me get it. There's a great fountain no man can see. Let's stand up on this little pinnacle and look off into time. Look back there. There was no light. There was no nothing. There wasn't an Adam. There wasn't nothing else. There was nothing, but yet there were God. Mm-hmm. He filled all space, all time, everywhere. It was one great, holy, unadulterated God, you see. And then let's watch. You couldn't see that. Now God begins to come into sight only by vision. I see a halo go out of that. That's the Logos. See? Only it was a theostomy, a body. Well, let's call it a halo. One out there. Now that is the Son of God. The theostomy of God. It's where all the intelligence and everything that was God began to body down. See? For it was the first form of God that ever had form. Now the Catholics call it eternal sonship. Now that's a scrupled word. If it's got a son, it had a beginning. There's no such a thing as eternal sonship. It couldn't be eternal. See? But they called it in their own book right there. I got it. Eternal sonship of God. There's no such a thing. See? He is eternal God, not eternal sonship. He was eternal God manifested, come down. While like he stood there, they said, our fathers eat man in the wilderness. He said, I know it, they're all dead. He said, but I'm the bread of life that comes from God out of heaven. Man eats this bread will never die. Watch this. Oh, he's the rock in the wilderness. He said, I'm that rock was in the wilderness. Well, now we know you're mad and got a devil. See? Well, you said that you saw Abraham. You saw Abraham, said Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. See? Said, you mean to say you're as old as Abraham, and Abraham been dead about 800 years? Maybe more than that? And here you're not even 50 and say you saw Abraham? Now we know you're a devil. See? Why, he said before Abraham was, I am. Oh, my. Not eternal sonship, but eternal God. Oh, bless God, there you are. See?
Man.
Not eternal sonship, but eternal God. Yes?
Yes.
The eternal God. A man standing here less than 50 years old said, before Abraham was, I am. Who was the I am? Well, Jehovah.
Yeah.
Without the beginning of days and not ending
of days.
Well, sure it was. It's the same fella.
Yeah.
See, sister? Here's the great Jehovah God. And this theophany went from him. And then this theophany, when he said, let us make man in our own image, as it made angels and all the creations of the heaven, and it created the earth, he said, let us make man in our own image. And he made man in his own image, created he him, male and female, created he them. He made the man both man and woman. See? Now, that's Genesis 1. And in Genesis 2, there was no man to till the soil. So he made man out of the dust of the earth. After he done made man, male and female, he made him out of the dust of the earth and breathed the spirit of life into him, and he became a living soul. The man who governed the beast, like the Holy Spirit governs the church now. See? If the church is submissive to the Holy Ghost, the man said, cattle, do this. And they did it. He was spirit over them. And lions, you do that. They did it. See? He governed them like the Holy Spirit. Say now, William Branham, do it so and so. Do it. There you are. Quick to answer. See? He governed the cattle, the fields, and everything. Man had jurisdiction over all the earth. Then he put him into flesh. And he looked lonesome. Now remember, he's already won. So he didn't go get some more clay and make him a wife. He took a rib from his side. She's a byproduct because they were one to begin with.
Amen.
See? She's just a byproduct of the man. See? Because they're supposed to be even the same spirit. And one accord. Unity. Sweetness. Agreement. Consider. Understanding. Everything. They're one. And then when they connect together as husband and wife, they are absolutely one. They're no longer twain, they're one. See? All right. But not one like God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost are one. Because they were a spirit and body dwelling together, and you're two different parts of flesh, but yet one. The woman is that feminine, dainty type. The man's that burly type. See what I mean? That's the two spirits. You take a man that's sissy, he becomes like a perversion. And a woman that smokes cigarettes or walk out rubbing her feet, she's perverted too. See? Did something happen along the line of sex? See? That's right. It ain't determined completely when a little baby's born which way that sex man's going to run. Is that right? Oh, certainly not. You excuse me, young lady? You, sister?
As a brother?
I hope they... on that tape there, see that's right, but you can erase that off if you want. But now, back to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. See? Now, when this fountain went out, it became the Logos, and it was a man, a theophany. And when he said, let us make man in our own image, what did he make? See? He made man like he was, only he was a theophany. He had a glorified state. Then Adam could not till the soil, neither could he fix up the vine. So he made him in human flesh, and there's what's fooled the scientists, saying he's got the same calcium and potash that a horse or anything else has got. Sure, your flesh is no more than that. But that body's waiting from you, it's a whole lot different from that. Do you know what I mean? And when he put him here on earth, he'd give him five senses to contact his earthly home. Taste, feel, smell, and hear. And sure, he's got a hand like a monkey and a back like a bear and stands up on his feet and so forth. And he's got a foot there like a bear and a paw, front paw. It's like, sure, I can show you any symbol because take the Spirit of God off of him, he's lower than a beast. He'll throw a baby out of a mother's arms and ravish her. A beast wouldn't do that. See? He's lower than a beast because he's a fallen beast. His animal, the nature of a human being fallen, is 10 times worse than any beast that you can think of. A young man is sitting here, but I want you to understand this. And please, I talk plain, but this is time to talk plain.
That's right.
They call an old dog a slut. But she is with the male one time a year to raise her puppies. Any other time, nothing. They call a hog a sow. One time for her piggies. Other times, no sir. But an honoring woman, it makes no difference. She's lower than a slut dog. Lower than a hog, sow hog. That's right. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? That's just talking, putting plain things down. She's low and degraded, and a man is far beyond any animal. But he's in an animal flesh. But she was the one who calls the fall. And that's why the man has to swing to the woman, because she was the one who calls the fall. See? You get it?
Yeah.
You follow me on that now?
Yeah.
See? They just bow to a woman. Here. See? She was the one. It can't be a bad man for a bad woman. Can't be a bad woman for a bad man. It has to be an agreement. See, that's the same with Adam and Eve. Satan's son, and so forth, was the serpent. The reptile. Not the reptile, but the beast. It was in the Garden of Eden. Now, Father, then when he became... Now, there was the theophany, the Son, the Logos, the spiritual, glorified, not glorified, but spiritual body of God was in a theophany, and then that body came down and took on flesh just like Adam's flesh. See? It can't change because God can never change anything. See? What is God is eternal. And if he was God, he's eternal. See? You can't change. So he just comes down from the great fountain to the theophany, the Son, and into the body, because it's called ghost, because it was on a man. Father, Son, theophany, Holy Ghost. Father, Creator. Son, the theophany.